We gather as the family of God to worship and praise God, anchored in God's living word for our lives. And I have to say, the wind of the Spirit is here too. I hope they stay lighted. Let's pray. God of light and God of wind, God of our hearts held close and shared, as we open your word this morning, let us hear with clear understanding. May the grace of your power come upon us so that we may learn something new this day, or relearn it, or hear something new. We pray in the most precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You've already heard Psalm 133 in the action here. It's a very short psalm, but a mighty psalm. Listen for God's word for you this day. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains on Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Gathering together. It's something that we often encounter in our day-to-day lives. We gather to visit friends and family for meetings and practices. We gather in homes and coffee shops and restaurants and museums and movie theaters. And summertime seems to be a popular time for families to travel, taking them to faraway places on vacations or reunions or weddings. I recently returned from a short trip to Dallas, where I officiated at my niece's wedding. Before this happy occasion took place, lots of people were in the mix of preparing for it. This wedding planning group of family and friends from church contributed in many different ways, each taking certain responsibilities and getting everything ready for the wedding festivities. Such teamwork of kindred spirits, people from church, family from near and far, and friends reuniting for this amazing, wonderful celebration. My niece's wedding, held outside on a grassy elevated bank near the shore of White Rock Lake, was indeed a joyous time, even for my niece's golden retriever, who was very, very exuberant because he was the ring bearer and the lake was right behind him and he almost went in. However, he did not. It was a day full of blessings. All went well, except someone in the wedding party didn't realize that she would be wearing a dress that was the same exact color of the mother of the groom's outfit, which did not bode well with my niece's mother-in-law-to-be. For some fleeting moments, the happy and harmonious family atmosphere began to sizzle. Words of apology for not knowing about the planned color scheme for this very informal wedding were offered and pretty much accepted. I'll know next time. Family life, when it's harmonious, when the ties that unite us together as family are strong and resilient, can be so very pleasant. But as most of us know through our own experiences in life, harmony within the family can quickly change in the blink of an eye to disharmony, to disunity. Family life can be messy. Conflict, disagreement, disillusionment, disappointment, estrangement, and all sorts of divisiveness can fray and sometimes tear the fabric of unity. It can break a link in the chain of oneness, disconnecting us from one another. And it can open up a gaping hole of scarcity. Scarcity of communication and understanding, love and forgiveness, and healing and peace. This scarcity is prevalent not just on the home front, in our families and workplaces and communities and our nations. It exists around the world. We see the lack of unity on the nightly news. We read about it in daily newspapers, and we hear about it from the many different perspectives from talk show hosts and their panels of commentators and experts. And scarcity of unity can be even present in our family of faith, the people of God. When disunity in our families or extended families, our blended families or adoptive families, or in our relationships with our brothers and sisters in Christ, a people joined by God's grace, where we are linked one to another as members of the body of Christ, God calls us to live our lives together, celebrating our uniqueness and our family oneness, our unity together. And when this happens, God's overflowing blessings from above flows down upon us like abundant precious oil and refreshing life-sustaining dew. And thanks be to God for the ultimate blessing from above in God's saving grace, love, and the giving of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who came down and poured out his life and grace upon us so that we might know the fullness of God's goodness and blessing. God's people in ancient times made their pilgrimage up to Jerusalem, walking on those dusty roads together, singing all the way up to Zion to worship God, and where they would receive God's blessing, the overflowing blessings from the Lord that came down upon them in their unity of purpose and worship. And it was there where they experienced their true family and home and the joy of a special oneness, a unity as they made their journey of faith together, worshiping their Lord and in the presence of God, their true source of life. As sisters and brothers in Christ, members of the whole family of God, we've made a type of pilgrimage this morning, traveling from different places around the area, but maybe singing, but maybe not, to worship God and receive God's blessings. Just as the people in ancient times, we've made our trek up the hill. We've gathered together on the Lord's Day as God's family of faith, members of the body of Christ. Surveys have been conducted to determine what factors initially draw people to worship at a particular church and what keeps them coming back. Among the many responses, these seem to be frequent reasons. Fellowship, being among people who share similar interests and experiences and backgrounds. Preaching, type of music, the architecture of a church, various mission opportunities, children's programs, and warm hospitality. But what's the glue that keeps us, the family of faith, together? And what is it that brings blessings upon our lives? Would your answer include gathering to celebrate unity, the unitedness, the oneness with God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, and with one another? The unity that God calls us to experience and embody in our lives together as people of God is a oneness in Christ, a God-given oneness, wholeness among diverse people, oftentimes, with different skills and talents, different interests and backgrounds, different hopes and dreams, and different life stories who have drawn us together into a community, gathered as a family of faith whose unity is grace-based, who are connected in love and understanding and belonging, and who are eager to maintain unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Our unity is born of fellowship, family of faith, who worship together, serve alongside each other, using the gifts and talents and the times and resources together for the purposes of God. As those pilgrims from time past, we all have our own particular stories. Though our concerns and needs and hopes and dreams and struggles may vary, we too experience the dry places of brokenness of body, mind, and spirit. So we gather together to praise God and to hear God's word of hope and forgiveness and comfort, as well as words that might challenge us. We gather in need of God's healing. Perhaps you've come with deep wounds that only you and the Lord know. Perhaps laments of what might have been hang heavy with sorrow. Or health issues have stirred up dis-ease and fear. Or disappointments that have taken the wind out from underneath your sails. Or isolation has fueled a sense of aloneness. Or perhaps we are in need of forgiveness for words and actions that we wish we could take back. Perhaps we have relationships that are in need of healing. Whatever seems to be spinning out of control, whatever storms in life we're facing, whatever despair has darkened our lives, our hope is in God's tender and faithful love and care. For God's healing comes to our souls and the wholeness of our lives. God's overflowing love and power also repairs the broken link in our unity with God and with each other. The Word of God brings the good news of blessing. For once alienated from God through our transgressions, we have been brought near and are reconciled to God by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, who gave his sinless life as a ransom for the sin of humankind, so that our sins would be forgiven and that we might have the hope of eternal life. We are united in Christ. We are one in Christ and members of the body of Christ who are saved by grace through faith. As we humble ourselves before God and love and serve the Lord with one another, let's remember and rejoice that the place where God commanded God's blessing is where God's people have unity in the body. It's where we experience our family, our spiritual family, and the joy of special oneness and unity in the body of Christ. And as we make our journey of faith together, worshiping and serving God and being in God's presence, our true source of blessing and life come from God. When family unity prevails, it is indeed good and pleasant. It is a joyful, blessed thing. God's blessings flowing down. And it's where the Lord ordained his blessings of life forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We gather as brothers and sisters of Christ, wholly dedicated to God and trusting in God's abundant grace.